Unit 9. When was it invented? Section A. Activity 1B. Listen and match the inventions with the dates.
Life must have been difficult when you were a kid.
Oh, not really. Why do you say that?
Well, you didn't have any modern inventions. Like, you probably didn't have a telephone, right?
Of course we did. How old do you think I am? The telephone was invented in 1876.
How about cars? I bet cars weren't invented yet.
No, sure they were. Cars were invented in 1885. My family had a car. I think you need to take a history class, Alice.
Well, did you have a TV?
No, we didn't. The TV was invented around 1927, I think. Some friends of mine had one, but in those days TVs were really expensive and we couldn't afford one.
And I bet you didn't have calculators and computers and stuff. That's something I do know. We learned in school that handheld calculators were invented in 1971 and personal computers were invented in 1976.
You're right. I didn't have those things when I was young. But I do now.
Activity 2A. Listen and number the inventions in the order that you hear them.
What are those?
The battery-operated slippers.
What are they used for?
They're used for seeing in the dark.
Oh, that's cool. Who were they invented by?
Julie Thompson. And look at this heated ice cream scoop.
I know what it's for. It's used for scooping out really cold ice cream.
Right. It was invented by Chelsea Landman.
My favorite are those shoes with adjustable heels. You know, you can move the heels up and down. They were invented by J.C. Kosiar and Jamie Ellsworth.
And what are they used for?
Well, you can change the style of your shoes. You can make the shoes go from casual to dressy.
Activity 2B. Listen again and match the items in columns A, B, and C.
What are those?
The battery-operated slippers.
What are they used for?
They're used for seeing in the dark.
Oh, that's cool. Who were they invented by?
Julie Thompson. And look at this heated ice cream scoop.
I know what it's for. It's used for scooping out really cold ice cream.
Right. It was invented by Chelsea Landman.
My favorite are those shoes with adjustable heels. You know, you can move the heels up and down. They were invented by J.C. Kosiar and Jamie Ellsworth.
And what are they used for?
Well, you can change the style of your shoes. You can make the shoes go from casual to dressy.
Section B. Activity 2A. Listen and circle T for true or F for false.
Hey, did you know that potato chips were invented by mistake?
Really? What do you mean?
Well, here on the bag, it says that they were invented by a chef called George Crumb.
When was that?
Oh, it was back in 1853.
So why was it an accident?
Well, one day a customer in the restaurant where George worked sent back his plate of fried potatoes because he said they were cut too thick.
So what happened?
Well, George was in a bad mood, so he cut the potatoes really, really thin, and he cooked them for a long time until they were crispy. And he sprinkled lots of salt on them so they were really salty. He thought the customer would hate them.
And?
And the customer loved them and asked for more. He told the other customers about them, and soon everyone was ordering thinly sliced, crispy, salty potato chips.
And we're still eating them today. What a cool story.
Yeah.
Activity 2B. Listen again and complete the sentences.
Hey, did you know that potato chips were invented by mistake?
Really? What do you mean?
Well, here on the bag, it says that they were invented by a chef called George Crumb.
When was that?
Oh, it was back in 1853.
So why was it an accident?
Well, One day a customer in the restaurant where George worked sent back his plate of fried potatoes because he said they were cut too thick.
So what happened?
Well, George was in a bad mood, so he cut the potatoes really, really thin, and he cooked them for a long time until they were crispy. And he sprinkled lots of salt on them so they were really salty. He thought the customer would hate them.
And?
And the customer loved them and asked for more. He told the other customers about them, and soon everyone was ordering thinly sliced, crispy, salty potato chips.
And we're still eating them today. What a cool story.
Yeah.
3A. Read the article and write answers to the questions. Who invented tea? Did you know that tea, the most popular drink in the world, after water, was invented by accident? Although tea wasn't brought to the Western world until 1610, this beverage was discovered over 3,000 years before that. According to an ancient Chinese legend, the Emperor Shen Nung discovered tea when he was boiling drinking water over an open fire. Some leaves from a nearby bush fell into the water and remained there for some time. The emperor noticed that the leaves in the water produced a pleasant smell. Later, he decided to taste the hot mixture. It was quite delicious, and in this way, one of the world's favorite drinks was invented. 3A. Do you know when basketball was invented? If you travel around China, you will notice a very popular activity. Everywhere you go, basketball. This much-loved and active sport is enjoyed by all for fun and exercise. The sport of basketball is a little more than 100 years old. It is played by more than 100 million people in over 200 countries, including China, where basketball has been played in parks, schools, and even in factories. Basketball was invented by a Canadian doctor named James Naismith, who was born in 1861. When he was at college, his class was once asked to invent a new game that could be played indoors during the long winters. Dr. Naismith created a game to be played on a hard wooden floor, so the safety of the players was important. Knocking into players and falling down would be dangerous. Dr. Naismith divided the men in his class into two teams and taught them how to play his new game. The aim of basketball is for players to try to get a ball into the basket, a net hanging from a metal hoop. Players shoot from below the basket, and sometimes the backboard is used for guiding the ball into the basket. Players move towards one end of the court while throwing the ball to each other. It is believed that on December 21st, 1891, the first basketball game in history was played. Then, in 1936 in Berlin, it became an Olympic event. A team from China took part. And although they didn't win, they used the experience to help develop the game at home. Since then, the popularity of basketball has risen worldwide, and the number of foreign players in America's NBA, National Basketball Association, has increased. Basketball has also become a more popular sport for people to watch, and many young people dream of becoming famous basketball players.